兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上小丽奉主耶稣圣名来一起查考岂可不知道的事。
And tonight in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit, I would like to study with you these things you must know for our mutual encouragement.
这是要根据哥林多前书保罗沙陀提出来的一些重要道理，让我们再次来思考。
And this is from 1 Corinthians and some of the important truth Paul talked about.
我们知道哥林多前书保罗用来回答或者是解决教会许多的问题。
And we know that Paul used 1 Corinthians to answer and also to solve many problems within the church.
那在这哥林多前书里面呢，保罗有不同的写作方法来表达他对这个教会的关心。
And we know that in 1 Corinthians, Paul used different methods to express his care for the church.
那我们从他写作的方式呢，我们会发现保罗很多次都用反证的方法来问他们说，你们难道不知道吗？
So we can see that in this style of writing, Paul, he constantly asked them a question and asked them, shall you not know these things?
那除了他在提醒信徒们对一些道理他们应该要知道的部分之外，他用这个方式来反证他们认为很多人认为很平常的道理。
So he used this, this style to answer and to remind the question of the believers and at the same time also correct some of their misconception.
比如说我们先来看一下哥林多前书第四章。
For instance, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们就看到保罗他本身是非常富有这个写作恩赐的人。
We can see that Paul was one that's very talented in writing.
比如说四章的第八节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 8.
请读这一节。
Verse 8, you are already full, you are already rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and indeed I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you.
你看这一节就是保罗他用一种反讽 的语气呢来叫信徒们自己反省看看，你到底是不是自夸，以为什么东西你自己拥有的，不是从神领受的。
So Paul used this the style of writing is a little sarcastic to let the members know. Think about it. The things that you have isn't all of them are from God.
他说认为你们自己做完了，你们已经饱足了，已经丰，不需要使徒的教导了。
So he said, now you think that you are full, that you are you reign as kings. You no longer need to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
他就说，我真愿意你们哦，果真是做王，果真都是饱足，都会了。
So then he said, indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also, I could wish you that you really a king.
那意思就是说，其实你们还差很多，还很多道理还不懂，但是却自以为什么都懂了。
And this means that there is still a lot of truth that they do not understand, but they thought that they understand all of them already.
好，那比如说那个保罗很多次都是这样子讲的，他在这书信里面呢，他很多次都用岂不知你们该知道什么事吗？你们难道不知道什么事情吗？这样。
So throughout this book, Paul asked them many questions in a form that should you not know these things?
那有时候保罗他会用那个连外邦人都会有的观念来反证说，哎，怎么外邦人知道了，你竟然不知道呢？
And sometimes Paul will even use the knowledge that the Gentile knows and then use that to ask the believers, how come even the Gentile knows about it, but you did not?
我们现在比如来看一节经节，看哥林多前书第十五章。
For instance, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
当时候有些信徒对从死里复活这件事情有疑问。
At the time, some members have questions concerning the resurrection of Christ.
第十二节。
Verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
这个当时候信徒被外面这些思想的影响，不认为有死人复活的事。
So at the time, these members, they are influenced by the people outside the church. They thought that there is no such thing as resurrection of the dead.
好，那现在看第二十九节。
Let's go to verse 29. Otherwise, that what will they do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead do not rise at all, why then are they baptized for the dead?
那这一节其实不是在说教会可以允许这个为死人受洗这件事情呢。
So this verse is not talking about the church to allow people to baptize the dead.
而是用当时候连不是教会、不是主耶稣门徒的外邦人，他们都有这个观念，他们活着人替那个已经死掉的亲人来受洗，期待他们死去的亲人也可以得救。
Rather, he's using this as an example because at the time, people that are not of the church, they will baptize their dead one and wish that in the future they can resurrect.
所以表示说，连不信耶稣的人在其他信仰里面，他们也有这样一个做法，期待死人可以复活，能够进所谓的天国去享受福乐。
So over here, he is trying to tell them, even people that do not believe in Christ, they hope that their dead ones can be baptized so that in the future they can receive resurrection and enjoy that eternal rest.
那所以这个就在反证说，诶，怎么会信徒会对这个死人复活的道理有疑问呢？
So then, in turn, he is posting this question to the believers. How come you as a believers, you have this kind of question?
好，那所以呢，我们今天晚上呢，来从哥林多前书谈一谈几点保罗提出来，你们岂可不知道的道理。
So tonight I would like to give you several examples in the book of 1 Corinthians concerning the things that Paul deemed them that they must know these things.
好，那这个道理也是我们应该知道的。
And today we also need to understand these truths.
我们第一点来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's go to the first point, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
三章十六节十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 17. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
好，你看这里说，岂不知你们是神的殿？这里指的就是教会是神的殿。
We hear Paul says, Do you not know that you are the temple of God? And the church is also the temple of God.
因为这你们是复数形的，那神的殿是单数的。
Because of here, over here, you are is plural, and the temple is singular.
哦，所以它这个复数的，就是指信徒所组成的团体，就是神的殿。
So, you are plural is referring to the members. The members congregate together, and they form the temple of God.
那这个就是神从世界上所召出来，分别为圣的圣徒。
So these are the people God called out of the nation and to choose them to be his holy people.
啊，这个是在第一章一开头第二节的时候，他就在说明哥林多教会的信徒他们是什么样的身份。
So this is also recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In the beginning, Paul stated what's their status.
那所以他特别强调说，难道你们不知道教会是属神的，是神的家吗？
So here he said,didn't you know that the temple belongs to God and it is the house of God?
那这个教会是有神的灵同在的。
And this church has abidance of God's spirit.
哦，所以教会一定是有神的灵同住，是有很明显的证据，众人可以感觉到的。
So the church need to have the abidance of the spirit, and this is a very true fact, and all the people need to feel this.
那既然是神的殿、神的家，那教会一定是合一的。因为这个教会是基督的身体。
So if this temple, this house of God, is the house of is
是基督的身体。
It's the body of Christ. Then it need to be unified because this is the body of Christ.
好，那第十七节说。
Let's go to 17.
他说，如果有人毁坏神的殿，神就要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，是这个殿就是你们。
If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
哦，那所以这里特别强调这个神的殿是圣洁的。
So here emphasize that the temple of God is holy.
那这里说毁，有人毁坏神的殿，那什么意思呢？
Over here mentioned someone defiles the temple of God. What does that mean?
如果我们从第一章到第四章，保罗所提出的问题就是教会纷争的这个症结点，就是有人有一些工人造成教会的分裂啊，这些人叫做毁坏神的殿。
And because if we study 1 Corinthians chapter 1 through 4, we can see that there are a lot of arguments or quarrel in church. And the reason of these quarrels is because some people, they are...
他们造让教会造成分裂的。
There are some people, they cause division in church.
哦，那所以这个毁坏就是让教会合一的这样一个重要道理分裂，就是让大家在真理上在实际的生活上分成很多的小团体。
So these people, they defile the church by causing division in church in terms of truth or causing division among people so that it becomes many different small groups inside the church.
所以说神就要毁坏那人。
So over here says, then God will destroy that person.
那这个毁坏其实是神就是要刑罚这样的人。
So meaning that God will punish this kind of person.
啊、因为特别强调说这个殿就是你们，就是指的全体教会信徒。
And then the emphasis over here emphasize which temple you are, which is referring to all the members of the church.
那所以我们这里看出这个教会合一的重要性。
So from this verse can see the importance of the unity of church.
那这个合一这跟神的圣洁有关系的。
And the unity of the church has a direct relationship with holiness.
因为神的殿是圣的，是属神的，圣洁的，神是圣洁的。
Because God's temple is holy, it belongs to God. Because God is Himself is holy.
如果有纷争、有结党的事情，就是对神的圣洁有障碍的。
So if there is division and quarrel among church, then
就是损坏了神的圣洁。
Then defiles the holiness of God.
那在这里。他特别提到，从第十八节开始，他说人不可以自欺。
So starting from verse 18, here mentioned, let no one deceive himself.
那时候他说有人是在世界上自以为有智慧啊。
He mentioned if anyone among you seems to be wise in his age, in this age.
那这里所谓的自欺，其实就是有一些人呢，去跟随某一些工人，然后造成教会的分裂。他们就自以为有智慧，我是属于哪一派的人。
So over here says that no one deceive himself because at the time some people they will thought they are wise and they will follow certain worker in church.
哦，所以这里我们就看到这里毁坏神的殿的这些人的一些做法。
So you can see some of the things that these people do, those who defiles the temple of God.
这里自以为有智慧的人，其实他是愚拙的，因为他不知道神的智慧。
They thought they are wise in their age.But actually, they are foolish because they do not know the wisdom of God.
这个自以为有智慧，就是按照世界上的智慧，其实就是世界的方法，来为了要凸显某一些个人的荣耀。
They thought that they are wise because they use the technique and ways of the world so that they can be outstanding and they can receive glory for themselves.
哦，那所以这些造成教会分裂的人，基本上他们都是以自我为中心的。
So these people who cause a division in church, they are all very self-centered.
就是说他们没有去考虑整个教会真正的属性是属神的，是圣洁，是合一的。
They did not thought about that the essence of a church is should be unity and it's holy.
他只是按照世界上的标准想要去凸显个人，以及认为说这样子叫做他认为是自己有智慧的。
They use the principle and standard of the church and in turn to let themselves stand up and they thought that they are doing something wise.
那所以他特别强调在第二十一节说不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。
That's why in verse 21 here says, let from that no one boast in men, for all things are yours.
所以为了要他保罗他为了要强调教会的合一呢，不可以有分裂的情形呢，他强调其实所有的工人都是属于信徒的。
And here Paul, he want to emphasize on the unity of church, and there should be no division among you. So he mentioned that for all workers of God belongs to you, which are the members.
所以不可以拿人夸口。
So that you should let no one boast in men.
哦，如果会看重这个或轻看那个，这样子其实是不了解这个教会是神的殿这个道理的。
So you should not emphasize one person more than others, because then you do not understand that the church is the temple of God.
哦，那这个，所以这里保罗用这样一个反问的方式来强调说，教会要合一。
So that's why Paul here, he posed this kind of question and to emphasize the unity of church.
今天其实也是我们教会要追求的一个很重要的这个合一的基础，也是在这里。
And today we all have to pursue after this, and this is the fundamental thing of the unity of church.
教会的合一一定要在真理上合一。
That the church needs to be unified in truth.
教会要在圣灵里面合一。
And the church needs to be unified in the Holy Spirit.
教会要在信徒之间真的能够联署在一起，在爱里面合一的。
And that all the members need to be able to connect to congregate together and to be united in love.
能够真的建设神的家。
So that together we can build up the church of God.
哦，所以用爱心联络全德，让所有的美德都在这个合一底下，爱神的基础上能够建设教会。
So that under this truth of unity and also connected in love, we can all be unified in church.
这是我们每一个属神的百姓都应该要有的自我认识。
And this is something that the people of God we need to come to understand.
所以从第三章我们看到，我们了解我们是属神的田地。
So in chapter 3 we understand that we are the field belong to God.
我们是神建造的房屋。
And we are the house that God is building on.
那这个房屋其实就是要建设神的殿。
And this house which is to build the temple of God.
所以每一个人都要真的联署，要效法主耶稣基督的。
So all of us, we need to follow the example of Christ.
如果我们都是这个神的殿这个当中的一份子。
If we are all part of this temple.
那我们都需要成为真的是活石的，能够建造灵宫的活石。
Then we need to be all be a living stone that can build up this spiritual temple.
我们现在来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
第五节。
5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以这个教会呢，其实是要成为神的灵宫，就是神的圣灵居住的所在。
So God's temple need to becomea spiritual house, which His Spirit dwells.
那我们就要成为活石，像主耶稣是活石一样。
So we need to be like living stone, just like Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们又是圣洁的祭司。
And we are also holy priest.
那在这个教会合一圣洁的这个基础上，我们所献给神的才会被悦纳。
So on this foundation that the church need to be unified and holy, then we can offer ourselves to God.
好，这是第一点，第一个道理一定要了解的。
So this is the first truth that we need to come to understand.
我们现在看回来哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn back to First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章，请看第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 5, let's go to verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
好，这里说你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？这里所讲的道理就是要维护教会的圣洁。
Now, here mentioned your glory is not good because a little leaven leavens the whole lump, and here is emphasizing on the holiness of church.
第六节一开头说你们这个自夸是不好，这个就是第一节那里说到的，教会有这个很严重的淫乱的事情发生，但是还有人觉得说教会很有爱心、很自由，都可以包容这些人存在教会里。
And the leavens mentioned in verse 6 is talking about verse 1, because at the time there are sexual immorality in church, but some people thought that it's okay and then we need to have love.
因为第一节特别提到说这个淫乱的事是连外邦人都没有的，就是说连 一般不信耶稣人都觉得不可以的事情，在教会里面竟然有了。
And first one is talking about the such sexual immorality that's mentioned in church is not even known in the Gentiles. So that for people that did not believe in God, they didn't even do these things.
第二节是说，还是信徒当中，教会里面还是有人至高至大，还不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去了。
And then verse 2 mentioned, people are still puffed up and have not rather mourned and did not turn in the person that did such thing.
哦，那这里所谓的他们并不哀，他们至高至大，哦，不会哀痛，表示这个哀痛表示说，他们并不会因为这个教会里面有这样的罪的存在，而会觉得说。这个罪会导致死亡，所以这个哀痛跟那个哀哭使人有关系的，这个同样一个字眼。
So over here mentioned, you are puffed up and you do not mourn. And over here, the mourning is the same word as when people die, that they will mourn for their death because sin leads to death.
所以死罪会导致死亡。那如果一个人灵性死亡，那众人要为他哀哭啊。
Because sin will lead to death, and if a person is dying spiritually, then the whole congregation need to mourn for him.
但是现在教会并不会为这样一个罪存在，而会看到说这个人灵性即将死亡，都不会哀伤，也不会想要做什么事情来阻止他。
But at the time, even though such sin existed in church, and people knew of it, none of them mourn for such as for the that sinner.Even though spiritually that person's dying.
所以保罗是说，他说要把行这个事的人从你们中间赶出去。
So that's why Paul here mentioned you need to cast away among you those that who did this thing.
这个赶出去就是说把他们赶出去离开这个教会的团体。
And
they 把他们当作像外邦人一样。
They might be taken away, meaning that they need to be cast out from church like Gentile.
因为这些人如果继续留在教会里面。会成为一种笑，让整个教会败坏。
Because if these people continue to stay in church, they will be like a leaven that will cause the whole church to decay.
哦，所以第五节这里保罗才会提到说，像这样的罪的情形，要一定要执行教会属灵的权柄，把这样的罪赶出去。
So that's why verse 5 Paul mentioned deliver such a one to Satan for destruction of the flesh. And indeed the church need to use his authority to cast this kind of people away.
说要把这样人交给撒旦。
And to deliver such a person to Satan.
意思是说把这样一个犯罪还不知道悔改还会自夸的人，他说把他赶出去教会。就是离开了这个神的国度，当然就进入魔鬼所控制的黑暗世界里。
And over here, deliver such a one to Satan, meaning that because this person already sinned but did not have a heart of repentance, so you should just let this person go away from church, which is meaning that that person is heading towards Satan for destruction.
那败坏他的肉体有不同的解释啊。
And for the destruction of the flesh, there are different explanations.
其中一个解释是说。这个人如果被交给撒旦，那他在这个世上真的会肉体会受苦，被犯罪的结果会带来败坏。
So, one explanation is that if this person indeed is delivered to Satan, then that person will suffer the consequences of sin. That person will suffer in this world.
但是在原文里面，其实他没有所谓他的肉体，而且直接说败坏肉体，所以这个肉体有可能是。属肉体的人就会在魔鬼的控制里面败坏了。
And in the original text, it talks about destruction. The flesh will be destroyed. So in a way, it could mean that the person
carnal 就是属肉体的人。
That the person is carnal. It belongs to the flesh.
那属肉体的人，他在这个魔鬼的掌控底下，最后一定是败坏，因为没有顺服圣灵。顺服肉体的结果就是死亡。
So that person, that person's carnal, that person did not belong to the spirit, he belongs to the flesh. So the end of a carnal person is death.
那第五节说，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。这个使他，其实那意思就是为的是要让他，让这个灵魂，其实也没有这个他的，是灵魂就是属灵的人，可以在主的日子可以得救。
So in the original text, actually, there's no his. So that that made the spirit be saved in the day of the Lord. So those who belong to the spirit will be saved.
所以 spiritual 就是属灵的人呢，他们就会远离这样的罪，那么在主在的日子可以保持圣洁，最后可以进入神的国度。
So the spiritual one will not commit such a sin and will hold on to their holiness so that when the Lord come, they will be saved.
哦，从我们教会的基本教义来看呢，并不是说一个人他肉体败坏，但是他灵魂还可以得救。
So from our doctrine, this is not saying that someone can just be destroyed in flesh and that their spirit can still be saved.
但是当然这个经文在不同的教派里面他们可能有不同的解释。
And of course, in among different denominations, they have different explanation concerning this verse.
但是对我们来说，今天从其他的经文很清楚的，一个人如果属肉体的，那么他最后在这个罪的影响底下，一定会生出死来，就是最后一定是灭亡。
So, but for us, we know if a person is carnal under the influence of sin, the wages of sin is death.
所以其实圣经里面是很清楚的了哈。如果我们今天如果是属肉体的，那个情欲会最后会导致死亡了。
And the Bible is very clear. If we belong to the flesh, then it will lead to death.
比如说，我们现在看雅各书第一章。
Let's into James chapter one.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one.
所以我们对罪很小心，对这个私欲、肉体的情欲要很注意。
That's why we need to be very careful concerning sin and also our desires.
雅各书一章的第十五节。
Chapter one, James chapter one, verse 15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
这个就是属肉体人最后的结局。
And this is a consequence of someone that's carnal.
所以当时候哥林多教会有这种为这个因着这个罪还会自夸，还不会哀伤。那保罗现在特别提出说，这个一点面笑会让整个教会败坏，要小心。
So at the time, because some members in the Corinth church, they sin and they still puff up, and they are not mourning. So that's why Paul said this kind of leaven will leavens up the whole church.
从这一段我们看出这个罪啊是会有传染力的。
So from this verse, can see that sin is actually influence others.
那我们要很小心的维护教会的圣洁，不可以允许即使是一点点的罪存在教会当中。
So we have to watch out and continue to care for the holiness of church and not to have even a little sin in church.
不要因为罪一点点就把它忽略了。
That we should not neglect the sin just because it is just minor.
因为一点点的罪，它会慢慢的扩大。
Because even a little sin, it will slowly.It will grow up.
从一个人有这样的一个行为，慢慢会影响到其他人，也会跟着这样做。
Because at first, maybe just one person has such an action, but slowly many others will follow.
那我们每一个属主的人，我们一定要小心，不要自己以为说我有免疫力，我不会被影响。
And all of us who belong to Christ, we need to be extra careful. We shouldn't think that we are immune to it. We will not be influenced by such a sin.
所以哥林多前书第十章说。
So that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 here mentioned.
第十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12. Therefore, that him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
这里特别提到说，不要自以为站立得稳。
If you hear it mentioned that we should not think that we can stand firm.
这些在当时候教会引起。这种淫乱的事存在呢，这些人还会自高自大，其实就是自己以为站立得稳。
And at the time, even though there's sexual immorality in church, and these people they're still puffed up because they thought that they can still stand strong.
但是这样的一个自以为聪明的人呢，最后一定会跌倒了。
So for these people who deem themselves as wise, in the end they will surely fall.
因为教会里面我们要对这个圣洁的标准要把它拉高到神的标准来。
And in church, when we talk about the standard of holiness, we need to match up the holiness of God.
所以要特别的在意教会的圣洁。
So we have to be, we have to really care for the holiness of church.
我们今天 对我们个人来说也是要也是这样子。
And today, the same kind of standard need to apply to ourselves.
我们如果了解我们自己是神的殿，我们心是神的殿。
And today, we truly understand that our heart is the temple of God.
我们不要允许那一点点的罪恶在我们的心里面去酝酿。
And we should not allow even just a little sin that dwells in our heart.
一点点的笑可以让全团发起来。
Because just a little ease can leaven up the whole lump.
所以有时候即使是我们的一点点坏习惯哦。
So even it's just a minor bad habit.
如果我们没有小心，很有可能会产生更大的问题，在我们信仰里面造成破坏力。
If we are not careful, then this minor habit can turn to can be very detrimental to our faith.
所以为了要维护教会的圣洁，这里特别被强调这个教会除罪的权柄。
So in order to protect the holiness of church, he also talk about the authority to get rid of sin.
好，你看，所以看五章第七节。
Let's go to chapter 5, verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
那这里特别提到说要把这个旧效除尽，就是把我们一些旧的观念、生活的坏习惯，一定要把它革除。
Here, talk about when you purge out our old sin, which is our old concept.And also our bad lifestyle.
因为有时候其实是我们一些，你像一些旧校，所以事实上我们今天很有可能在这个社会里面被污染的，我们的生活习惯、我们的观念里面，可能无形当中就染上这样的一个校存在我们心里的。
Because when we talk about old leaven, it could be that we are influenced by a society that we have this certain kind of thoughts or a lifestyle.
哦，那这里特别强调说。主耶稣是那个逾越节的羊羔，已经被杀献祭的。
And here emphasize that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
这个就是耶稣基督已经被钉在十字架上。
So this is talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was already nailed on the cross.
他是圣洁没有瑕疵的，被献上为祭，赎了我们的罪。
And he's holy without blemish. He was sacrificed for our sin.
我们在基督里面成为圣洁了。
So that in Christ we can be called righteous and we can be holy.
所以我们一定要维护这样的圣洁。
So that's why we need to continue to protect this kind of holiness.
所以在教会里面，我们要一起来把这个罪恶的事情排除在外。
So together when we're in church, we need to purge out these kind of old leaven.
所以。最后第十三节，他才特别强调说，你们应当把那个恶人从你们中间赶出去。五章十三节。
That's why in chapter 5, verse 13 here, he mentioned that so you need to put away from yourself the evil person.
那这个就是，岂不知一点面笑能够使全团发起来吗？这样一个道理，我们一定要明白，教会圣洁是很关键的。
So over here is the truth concerning a little leaven leavens the whole lump, and this is the holiness of church, and it's very important.
在第三点，我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's go to the third point. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章，请看第二节。
Chapter 6, verse 2. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
你看这里说，岂不知圣徒要审判世界？这个审判是未来时态的。
And here says that didn't you know that the saints will judge the world? So this is in future tense.
表示将来要发生的事。
So this is the things that will come.
所以也就是说，将来得胜的圣徒，保持圣洁的圣徒，最后要跟主耶稣同坐宝座，执行王的权柄。
So it's talking about the holy, the victorious saint, the saints. In the future, they will be able to have this authority together with Lord Jesus Christ sit on the throne.
在这个罪恶的世界里面，要保持圣洁不容易。
And this is not easy to have to stay holy when we're in this sinful world.
那在这个受逼迫的环境当中，能够坚持在这个真理上也不容易。
And while we are under persecution, it is also not easy to stay holy.
但是如果能够坚持的，能得胜的，最后就是跟主同坐宝座了。
But if we can sustain and endure to the end, then we will be sit on the throne with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章二十一节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
你看这里得胜的就是我们所得到的奖赏，就是与主同坐宝座。
So those who overcome, the, their prize is that they will sit on, with, on the throne with Christ.
那同坐宝座就是要一起执行审判的工作了。
And together sit on the throne, which is that they will execute authority together.
因为主耶稣他曾经跟他的门徒这样说的。
Because once Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples,
因为彼得他曾经问主耶稣说：“我撇弃一切，所有的跟从你，将来要得到什么？”
Because once Peter asked Lord Jesus Christ, "I've given up everything, and I follow you. What will I receive in the future?"
主耶稣跟他们说：“你要跟我一起坐在宝座上啊。”
And Jesus said to him that you will sit on the throne with me.
看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 28.
我们如果能够真的跟从主耶稣，到最后还能够得胜的，
if we can truly follow Lord Jesus Christ and in the end receive victorious, then this is our reward.
二十八节。
Verse 28. So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
你看这里到复兴的时候，就是其实就是当主耶稣再临的时候。
So here talk about in the regeneration, which is when the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，那你们也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
That you will sit on 12 throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
那表示要审判那些不信的了。
So it's to judge those unbelieved.
所以你看保罗提到说，岂不知你们是圣徒要审判世界啊，要审判世界吗？
So that's why over here Paul mentioned, didn't you know that you are saint that will judge the world?
那这个世界，他特别提到说哈。世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？
And if you mentioned that if you are to judge the world, can't you even judge the small matters among you?
那这里他用把这个世界和最小的事情把它做对比哈。
So over here he used a contrast between judging the world and a small matter.
那是这么大的世界，将来都要被你审判，难道现在信徒当中一些争执的事情你没办法判断吗？
So he's telling them that in the future you will judge the world and this is such a big matter. Can't you even judge the small matters between believers among you right now?
所以我们再看到这里，今天如果我们有属灵的眼光我们就知道其实信徒之间有些争执的事情，这个从属灵的角度去看都是极小的事。
So today if we have the spiritual eyesight, when we are looking at the good quarrel between believers, we'll realize these are such small matters.
所以属灵的人跟属肉体的人差在哪里？
So what's the difference between a spiritual person and a fleshy person?
属肉体的人就是把小事把它看得很严重，把它扩大成不可收拾的局面。
So a carnal person will magnify a small matters to the point that they couldn't handle the matters anymore.
但是属灵的人就反过来把那个很大的事情其实看起来是很小的。
But for a spiritual person, they're able to look at a serious thing and they're able to see how to make it into a small matter.
把大事化小事的。
So they will turn a big matter into a smaller matter.
那小事就没事了。
And then when they turn it into a smaller matter, and then it can eventually turn to be resolved.
就是从这个属灵的角度里面看，很多事情在教会里面，很多的事其实都可以在真理里面靠圣灵一件一件事情的化解。
So when we see things from a spiritual perspective, we're able to solve them one by one.
所以我们要从这一节圣经里提到，了解到我们今天属灵的身份，尊贵性在哪里。
So today when we look at these verses, we need to know our status and also this how precious it is to have this of our spiritual status.
那我们这个属灵的眼光，我们属灵的价值在哪里呈现出来？
So then we'll need to know how to manifest this kind of spiritual insight.
我们是属灵人呢。
And because we are a people that's spiritual.
那属灵人就可以看透万事啊。
So someone is spiritual, they will be able to see through all things.
哦，那所以你看在第二章哈。
That's why in chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们请看第十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, and we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
十三节。
13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
你看这里特别提到我们所领受的是圣灵，是从神来的哦。
Here mentioned that we receive the Holy Spirit is from God.
要叫我们能够知道神属开恩赐给我们的事情。
So that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
也就是神给我们的恩赐，神给我们的恩惠的哈，在这里面，这个有很多属灵方面的那个信息的。
And which are the grace and also the talents that we receive from God.
那所以我们现在讲说属灵的，就是讲说救恩的这些事情的时候，我们用属灵的角度去看它的。
So when we talk about salvation, we need to see these things from a spiritual perspective.
这就是岂不知我们是要信徒是要审判世界吗
？So then it goes back to the concept. Didn't you know that the saints in the future will judge the world?
如果我们都能够有这个认识，教会很多事情都会。大事化小事。
So if we can all come to this understanding, then a lot of things in church, we will be able to turn this matter into a small matter.
再看看回来，哥林多前书第六章第三节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
第四节。
For if then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge?
你看这里，岂不知我们要审判天使吗？
And if you here mentioned, didn't you know that in future we will judge angels?
我们知道，所以天使犯罪啊，天使犯罪啊。
So we know that the angels they also sin.
这是一个事实啊。
And that's a fact.
天使怎么犯罪的，我们不知道。
But we did not know how angels sinned.
但是圣经里面在彼得后书第二章特别提到。
But in the Bible, 2 Peter chapter 2, here talk about.
我们现在看彼得后书第二章。
Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章，看第四节。
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
二章四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned,but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
你看这里这一节提到说，天使犯罪，神把他们丢在地狱里面哈，交在黑暗坑中等候审判，最后还有一个审判。
So over here mentioned that God did not spare angel who sinned and cast them down to hell, delivered them into darkness, and in the end they will be judged.
因为在神的计划里面。
And this is under the plan of God.
神计划救恩最后的时候，他说这个审判天使的工作是交给圣徒来做的。
So in a salvation of God, God planned that in the end, the saints will be the one that judge the angels.、
哦、所以我们如果把这两节圣经一起看的话，就看到说这个得胜的圣徒真的是给神给他们有特殊的权柄，是何等有荣耀。
So if we combine these two verses, we can see that the victorious saints, God indeed entrust them a lot of authority and also glory.
要想到我们以后如果是可以有那个权柄去审判天使的哈。
So can you imagine that in the future that you have this authority to judge the angels?
也就是当然，天使只是犯罪的天使啦。
But then over here, the angels referring to the angels that sinned.
他说，那何况今生的事情呢？
And over here mentioned, and how about pertaining to things to this life?
那今生的事情就是判断信徒当中一些不愉快的争吵啊。
So things.Pertaining to this life, referring to the arguments between members.
So, 也强调说，其实教会当中有任何这些冲突啊，都一定要在教会里面解决，不应该跑到外面去找世界的人来互相诉讼。
So here is talking about if there's any quarrel or arguments among the church, you should solve within the church.But not go outside and seek worldly advice.
所以这里提到说，其实教会里面有审理信徒的事物的权柄。
So over here, talk about in within church, God give members this certain authority.
哦，因为我们从第六章的从第一节到第，应该是到第十一节哈，他这一段其实都在谈到这个有关于教会权柄的问题。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to 11, these verses are talking about authority.
我们继续看第九节。
Authority of the church. And let's go to verse 9.
第九节。
Do you not, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicator, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
第十节。
10, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor reviler, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
11节。
11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
刚刚这一段特别提到说，岂不是不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
And here he said, do you not know that those that are unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom of God?
这个不义的人呢，我们如果看第五章，那里提到有那个不洁的人呢。
And over here, talk about the unrighteous. And in chapter 5, talk about those who are not clean.
哦，这个就是那些淫乱的，所以五章的第十一节，他就提到这个弟兄当中这些犯罪的人是哪一些不配进神的国。
So in chapter 5, verse 11, here mention those who are not worthy to enter into the kingdom of God.
他特别提到说，这些人哦，你不要跟他处得很近的，不要跟他。走得很近啊。
Here he mentioned you have to be watchful and not to keep company with anyone like
that. 五章十一节特别提到是在信徒当中的。
And chapter 5:11 talk about those who are among the members.
那这样的一个行为，基本上都是一直在犯、重复一直犯的人，不会悔改的。
So this is talk about someone who repeatedly commit the same sin and did not repent.
那到第六章的第九节，现在保罗更把他提出来说。难道你不知道这样的人是不配进神的国吗？
And in chapter 6, verse 9, Paul once again mentioned, do you not know that this kind of person will not inherit the kingdom of God?
他接下去说不要自欺的。
And then continue, he said, we should not deceive ourselves.
也就是说不要被这个社会的风气影响，然后以为做这种事没关系。
We should not be influenced by the trend of the world and thought to ourselves, it's okay to commit such a deed.
当时候哥林多的这个地区的风气很败坏的。
Because at the time, the Church of Corinth is living,
is influenced
by a very corrupted society.
他们淫乱跟拜偶像互相结合的。
So they combined committing adultery with worshiping idol.
因为那里有一个很出名的庙，里面有很多很多的庙祭，借这个拜偶像的事情，引这些来崇拜人行淫乱。
Because at a time they have a lots of temples, and in the temple they have temple prostitutes. So people who come to worship idols will also commit adultery.
那所以这里特别提到说，不义的人呢、啊，不义的这些行为跟神的国是互相不容忍，这是没有办法互相容忍的啦。
So over here he mentioned that these unrighteous deeds cannot come in one with the kingdom of God.
第九节那里做娈童的青蓝色的这个特别提出来，就是所谓同性恋的问题。
And then verse 9 also mentioned
就是第六章第九节哈。
In chapter 6, verse 9, and these are referring to the sodomites. The sodomites referring to the homosexuals.
哦，还有那个青蓝色做娈童的不是是 homosexual 吗？是不是？
Over here,
青蓝色的应该是 sodomites， 但是它两个意思是一样的。
So over here, mentioned both the homosexuals and the sodomites.
那这个其实就是今天这个社会一直在说要容忍、要接受、要给他们合法的权益的说法。
So, but today in our society, lots of people said we need to give them rights and we need to tolerate such a behavior.
在这里提出来，我们一定要。能够抓住神的国是哪些人才能进去，谁是不能进去的？这个标准是很清楚的。
So over here we need to be watchful and be able to know what's the criteria that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
谁能够在这个神的国当中站立呢
？So who can stand in the kingdom of God？
我们现在看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 3。
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3, 第十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
在神的新天新地里，就是神的国度里啊，只有义才能够居在其中。
So in the new heavens and the new earth, which is the kingdom of God, the righteousness dwells.
所以不义的在神的国里绝对没有份。
So the unrighteous will have no part in the kingdom of God.
那这个就是今天我们在我们的信仰生活里面，一定要把这个真理的原则，这个尺度。把它站得很稳，抓得很稳，绝对不能后退的。
So today in our life of faith, we need to be able to hold on to the principle, the standard of the truth, and we should not step aside.
哦，那这个是跟这个我们今天的身份是连属在基督身上的这个肢体有关系的。
And this has a direct relationship, that we are part of the body of Christ.
我们看回来哥林多前书六章十五节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5.
十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not.
好，那第十六节。
16. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
好，那这里这两节我们就看到，在强调这个所谓的一体的关系。
So over here is talking about the concept of one.
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗
？So, do you not know that your body is the body of Christ?
表示说这个肢体跟我们的身体是基督的肢体的一部分，这个是从属关系的。
So you can see that we are part of the bodies of Christ.
也就是说，我们这个身体，我们这个整个人是连属在主耶稣基督身上的。
Which means that our whole body is connected with the body of Christ.
我们是要跟主耶稣成为一体的。
That will become one with Christ.
这里成为一灵了哈。第十七节说一灵。
17 over here, 17 talk about one spirit.
所以要保持圣洁。
So that's why we have to keep our holiness.
对，十六节就说，那这样的话就不可以跟娼妓联合。
So that's why over here is verse 16 saying that we should not join with a harlot.
这个就是要保持身体的圣洁，不可以去犯淫乱的事。
So that's why it's saying that we need to be holy in flesh, that we should not commit adultery.
哦，第十九节，请读十九节。
Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
所以这里特别提到说，岂不知你们的身子是圣灵的殿吗？
19 here mentioned, didn't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
所以这里特别指到我们个人的身体的部分，不可以去让去用淫乱的行为来玷污我们的身体。
So here is talking about that individually, we should not taint our body with adultery.
我们要在我们的身体上荣耀神。
That we have to glorify God, glory God.Glorify God with our body.
哦，因为我们的身体是为主而存在的。
Because our body exists for the Lord.
我们的身体是为了将来能够复活的。
And we have this body for the hope that in the future we can resurrect.
我们的身体是连在耶稣基督身上的。
And that our body is connected with the body of Christ.
我们这个身体是跟主耶稣联合在一起的。
That our body 成为一灵的。Connected with Christ, and we have one spirit.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
第二十节特别提到说，我们这个身体是神重价买来的。
And verse 20 here emphasized that we were purchased by a price.
哦，那就是要来荣耀神的。
Then it's for us to glorify God.
所以他说，岂不知你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗？
So here he mentioned, didn't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
表示我们真的要保守我们身体的圣洁，这是一个在哥林多前书从第五章开始一直强调重点。
So then we have to preserve this holiness, and it's also talked about in chapter 5.
到第七章在讲这个婚姻的问题的时候，他都也是一直强调。
And then all the way to chapter 7, when he talked about the principle of marriage, he also emphasized on holiness.
好，到第十章呢，实际上提到是我们是跟主耶稣有团契，我们身体是连属在基督身上的。
And then in chapter 10, he mentioned how we are having fellowship, we're having communion with Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以这个我们一定要 这个他说岂不知吗？我们一定要知道的道理。
So then he said repeatedly, didn't you know? So we have to know these truths.
我们已经不是自己的人，我们是属耶稣基督的。
Now we are not, we do not own ourselves. We belong to Christ.
不但我们的生命是属耶稣的。
Not only that, our life belong to.
包括我们的身体都是属耶稣的。
Our body also belong to.
所以我们不可以去毁坏我们自己的身体。
So we cannot.Tainted or destroy our own body.
我们要好好的顾惜我们自己的身体。
We have to take care of our body.
不要让一些世界上的这些观念影响到我们生活的形态了。
So that we will not be influenced by the trend or concept of the world.
愿我们都能够明白，在哥林多前书里面所提出这一些一定要知道的事。
And so I hope that we can all understand all these things that we should know in 1 Corinthians.
在第九章里面还有两件事要知道，我们可以自己看。
And in chapter 9, there are two more things that we need to know, and we can study that ourselves.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
396首。
396。
Be true.